Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 27th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. The Financial Times reports TikTok is expected to make a major gaming announcement sometime next week. TikTok has offered gaming to Chinese users since 2019 and a small number worldwide in 2021, but without much discoverability. The report says gaming will come to a dedicated tab in the app, supported by ads, and where additional gaming content can also be purchased. The report expects the announcement will happen November 2nd at an event called TikTok Made Me Play It. EA, 2K, NetEase Games, and more gaming companies are expected to send speakers. Though a report earlier this week claimed that Elon Musk could lay off approximately 75% of Twitter's employees following the takeover, Bloomberg reports he's not planning on doing that, citing people familiar with the matter. When addressing current Twitter staff during a visit to the San Francisco office on Wednesday, Musk denied the previously reported number. The $44 billion deal is expected to close on Friday. Ford announced it is disbanding Argo AI, an autonomous vehicle company co-owned with Volkswagen. Ford executives say the company will focus on partially automated driver assist systems instead, as there did not appear to be a path to profitability with fully autonomous vehicles in the near future. Ford also said it had been unable to attract more investors to Argo. Earlier this week, Apple rolled out new ad placements in the App Store. Many developers on Twitter then shared screenshots while expressing displeasure over the gambling apps being recommended below their work. In a statement to Mac Rumors, Apple said it paused ads related to gambling and a few other categories, now preventing them from appearing on app pages. It is not yet known if this is only a temporary hold or a sign of new rules to come. Google Cloud announced the launch of Blockchain Node Engine, which it calls a fully managed node hosting for Web3 development. This tool comes from the team assigned earlier this year dedicated to digital assets. If you enjoy Daily Tech Headlines, please share the show with a friend. Duolingo Math, teased over a year ago, is now available on iOS with a very similar design to the Duolingo language app. There are two main streams available, an elementary-level math curriculum and a brain training course for adults. Duolingo Math is free, available on iPhone and iPad, though there is no word at this time on an Android version. YouTube announced a certification program for channels of licensed health professionals like doctors, nurses, and therapists making health-related content. The program was previously available to public health departments, hospitals, and government entities, and the expansion is currently inviting U.S.-based health creators to apply. Creators must note they are licensed and YouTube will review the valid medical license. Amazon and Apple are expected to announce Q3 earnings after the bell on Thursday. Amazon likely to announce solid results compared to last year's numbers, as well as possible sales boosts from July's Prime Day. Apple is expected to announce slight growth in the quarter, despite falling smartphone demand and a strong dollar in other countries. On Wednesday, Alphabet missed expectations for Q3, and Meta shared disappointed earnings and a lower forecast for Q4. In Chinese tech firm Huawei's earnings release, revenue rose last quarter with infrastructure sales offsetting issues on the smartphone side caused by U.S. sanctions. Third quarter revenue rose 6.5% from a year ago to $19.9 billion, and the company has increased development of network tech for hospitals, automobiles, mines, and manufacturing. Snapchat added more video tools through a new director mode feature, available for iOS and Android globally. The feature was first previewed in April and mirrors tools available on other social platforms, like green screen from TikTok and dual camera shooting like BeReal, though that feature is currently iOS only. There's also a quick edit and camera speed editing. The tools are aimed for improving content in Spotlight, Snapchat's TikTok competitor. Microsoft Gaming Chief Phil Spencer said the Game Pass service is profitable and accounts for approximately 15% of the company's Xbox content and services revenue. At the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live conference, Spencer also noted, "We don't have this future where I think 50 to 70% of our revenue comes from subscriptions." Spencer further suggested that mobile would be a factor in the future of Game Pass. Microsoft is also testing a new Xbox Home UI, expected to launch in 2023. The early version features 6 tiles across the top row, with only 2 reserved for ads as opposed to 3, and scrolling down reveals a whole row dedicated to Game Pass titles, bringing more emphasis to the service. Currently, testers are unable to move any items on the homepage, reducing customization, but this may change as it is early in the experiment. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.